that Korach saw the Shoshalas of Shmuel HaNovi. What did Amish show him the Shoshalas of Shmuel HaNovi for? It's mad to him. It made him cause him to sleep. It's especially it's good that was good for Baden and Soinus. Sometimes Amish sends a person in Soinus Kilo, where he's got things in his head, he's on a down, and sometimes in a Soinus that he's on an up. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take the Kalish out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, I should take them out of Mitzrayim. Zich in the Soin, Amish is giving me up. So he wants to see my reaction, but he's definitely. He refused. Same thing that Amish said to him after the eagle. When Amish said to him, "Es oisra chale oisom, es oisra legoy gadol." Moshe Rabbeinu gleich verstanden. That's an assignment from Amish. Amish is trying to be Roman to test him. He says, "If Moshe Rabbeinu chas v'shalom would have said, okay, fine, kill them chas v'shalom, I make for me goy gadol, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been destroyed with them together, all in assignment." Same thing was with Korach. Amish showed him Shmuel HaNovi. Shmuel HaNovi is yotzei mimenu that he should feel a sudden murder his nasus, an emistic his nasus. See how great he is that he has such an enik. And that was in the soil, and that's where they fell. Everybody's going to have this. People think that big people don't have this soilness. The greater they become, Feshlemi says, the Moshe says, he says, even tzaddikim can make mofsim. He says, David should allow them to make mofsim only to test them. And they should say to them, whoa, I can make a moifus. Woo! Everybody has their soilness.